You know, it's not always that I do have a good old time, too.
Yeah.
What did you call that part of the hog head that was down in here and down underneath his chin?
Well, you'd call that the jowl.
Uh-huh.
The jowl.
And meat, when it got too old to eat and began to smell, what would you say that was? Meat is what?
Well, of course, if it call it two or three different names, I guess, but it'd be tainted, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. And
could you eat it when it was tainted?
Eat it?
Yeah, eat it?
Yes, sometimes I've seen the meat tainted beef.
Just kind of strong, huh?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And then if it was older than that, what was it?
I guess you just said too poor, too bad deed, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
Rank.
Yeah.
Could call it rank.
Do you do your own butchering now?
No, we did up to a few years ago, but I have these beeves when I have one killed at, get killed at the packing plant up at 8 of them, at Wickham packing plant.
Just get a professional to do it, huh?
Yeah, yeah, they've got two packing plants at 8, big packing plant.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you call milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
Well, of course it'd be soured milk that comes up on top of it there when it's pretty bad, you'd call that whey. Or, and if it's still not too sour, you'd that on top of it'd be cream.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the milk itself, when it just starts to smell and just starts to taste?
Well, dang.
Is that ever called Blinky or Blue John?
Well, a long time ago we'd call it Blue John, but I don't guess that's a nickname. I don't know what you would call it.
That's just the old time term, huh?
Well, I know that you say that Blue John, you can't drink it. I've heard a lot of them. But that wouldn't be right on it, I don't guess. I might just say that milk's Blinky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard them say that.
Did you say Blue John when you were a boy?
Yeah, that's what they'd say. I know, I can remember that.
That's a good term.
That Blue John.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
How about milk when it, when it's past the Blue John stage and gets sort of thick?
Well, it I guess that's when it go into whey, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is that ever called clabber milk?
Well, clabbers. When it all gets together and you got to stir it up to get it in the glass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You
see, it'll go to waste sometimes and the water get on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And then again it gets sour and it gets to tasting, call that Blue John, and then that clabber is when it's good milk, but it's just clabbered up.
Uh-huh.
And you can drink it.
Uh-huh.
It ain't a lot of that clabber sweet.
Uh-huh. It's not
a lot
sour.
Of clabber sometimes sour.
Uh-huh.
Of course, if it's sour clabber, you can't drink it.
Yeah.
But
that's miserable.
I've drank sweet clabber.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's all right. It wouldn't be sweet hardly, but it wouldn't taste.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you take that and put it in a sack or something and hang it up and let it drain?
Well, I've seen that done at making some kind of cheese out of it,
yeah.
But I don't know what it would be called, hardly.
Cottage cheese or clabber cheese? Or
clabber cheese, that's what it is, I reckon. I've seen them make them.
Well, see, that's cottage cheese now, I guess, in the stores.
Yeah.